Nursing English, Part 2. Taking a Patient's Medication History. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2008. Part 1. Part 2. Part 1. Miss Wyatt?
Yes?
I'm Nurse Reed, and I'm here to give you your medication. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Your doctor has prescribed Coumadin for you to help thin your blood. You might know it as warfarin. It's the most commonly used drug for thinning the blood.
Yes, I think they're the tablets that my father takes for his heart condition.
Yes, warfarin is usually taken in tablet form, but in your case, the doctor has prescribed an injection to get it working more quickly.
Okay.
Now, before I can give you the injection, I need to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. Are you on any medication at the moment?
No, I'm not taking anything.
And are you allergic to any medicines?
Not as far as I know.
Are you taking any oral contraceptives?
No.
Can I ask you if you might be pregnant?
No, definitely not.
Fine. And are you taking any herbal supplements? By that, I mean anything from a health shop.
Yes, I'm taking Saw Palmetto. I've got polycystic ovary syndrome and it calms down the symptoms.
That's fine. Warfarin can cause problems if it's taken with some herbal supplements, but Saw Palmetto isn't one of them. Any other supplements?
Sometimes I take a tonic which has ginseng in it.
Have you taken it in the last few days?
No, not for a couple of weeks.
That's fine. I suggest you keep off it for now. The reason I'm asking is because there are quite a few things which can cause side effects if they're taken at the same time as warfarin. Apparently even green tea can interact with it sometimes, though it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Well, I think I'll avoid it for the moment, just to be on the safe side.
So, just to go over what you've said. You're not on any medication at the moment, you're not allergic to anything, not pregnant or taking oral contraceptives, and the only supplement you're taking is Saw Palmetto.
Yes, that's right.
Once I've given you the injection, you will need to start taking it in tablet form on a daily basis for the next 4 weeks.
I see.
Part 2. We will have you in again then for a blood test to see whether you will need to continue with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem?
Not coming in, no. I'm just worried that I will have to keep on taking the tablets, like my dad.
Why is that?
Well, he just doesn't like taking them, and they give him nosebleeds. Quite bad ones.
Nosebleeds can be a side effect of warfarin. Passing blood in your urine or faeces is another, and sometimes there can be bruising as well. Has your dad been to the doctor?
Yes. He said if he got them regularly, he would change him to another drug. But they don't happen too often.
So he only gets them occasionally? Every couple of months or so?
Yes, but they are pretty bad when they happen.
Well, you both need to keep an eye on them. Let the doctor know how you're getting on with them. If you're not happy, there are other drugs we can try.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask you to roll up your sleeve, please, and make a fist for me?